That's Joel Vaughn on FM 90.3 WJTL. It is now 3:13. Shonda Pierce, who, by the way, is the Recording Industry Association of America's certified top-selling female comedian in history, just saying, has a new documentary coming out. It's called Unashamed, and it will be showing here at the Junction Center, as well as in theaters across the country, May 7th and 9th. And we take a break now from the music to catch up with Shonda Pierce and learn more about the film. Good afternoon, Shonda. I understand you're joining us from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today.
Oh, yes. I had such a hard job. Such a hard job. You know, I love this tour I'm on called Still Laughing. Karen Williams and I are having a blast. But I always say it's scary when you show up in towns where you grew up. Because, you know, you're sitting there telling jokes about the people that you wrote them about.
So true.
But I am so tickled. I'm still tickled at my age to get good work. And I love coming back to Myrtle Beach, even though I haven't lived here in so long. It's so different. But yeah, it's good. It's good to get work. And it's good to talk about the movie. I so appreciate you letting me do that. You know, we comedians don't have hit songs on the radio, so we have to get the word out in other ways. And so I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, I was watching the trailer, and it, of course, includes your stand-up, which we love. But this film is a little different from the other things that you've done. How did the idea for Unashamed come about?
You know, it's so funny. I crack up because I have 3 documentaries now, and I'm still alive. Usually documentaries, you know, are about dead people.
True.
But I'm still living. The first 2 documentaries that we did, Laughing in the Dark and Enough, those were very autobiographical about some rough times in my life and how God prevailed and got me through stuff that I, you know, and the miraculous things he's done for me. And I love it. But what I really love about this movie, Unashamed, it has very little to do about my past, my pain, and my dysfunction. It really is just really about standing up for the cause of Christ. And those who have done that, once in a while we get a little pushback. And what happens? And how do you handle that? And, you know, I have been doing stand-up for 25 years, and there's still times in my life that people will ask you to please don't talk about Jesus tonight, or, you know, they want you to be funny, but they don't want you to say anything that's on the edgy side of the culture or politics. And I, as time went on, as these 25 years have stretched out, I have seen the sly way that the devil has tried greatly to push back on those who are on the front lines for the gospel. You know, now I say that hesitantly because we don't know persecution in this country. There are people who've been beheaded and children tortured before their parents, all because they stand up for Jesus. And so we are blessed that we're in a country where we can still worship the way that we want. We can have a nativity set on our yard, you know, if we want to. But it's becoming more and more difficult sometimes, especially those of us in the limelight. And so I had the opportunity to sit down and interview some incredible people who have had moments where someone asks them a question and they answer it using biblical principle, but they stand by as a Christian and it doesn't go well. And so I think this movie is going to be a great, maybe a great warning or a great thing for my audience to go, man, we got to be careful and we have to be bold. And there is a way of being bold and gentle at the same time.
So, Shonda, is there anything new that you learned by sitting down with these friends of yours who are in the limelight and talking about their faith?
You know, the thing I loved, and I chose different people, you know, on purpose. The Benham Brothers, great guys that were on an HGTV show that got canceled because of their stance about biblical principle of marriage. I talked to Governor Mike Huckabee, who ran for president, and how constantly the media would bombard him with questions because he had been a Baptist preacher, and they didn't like that, you know. And then I talked to Danny Gokey, who had been on American Idol and a great vocalist now. People that had gotten pushback and maybe missed opportunity that they wanted, But God awarded them so greatly on the other end of things. And I think I especially hope that young people pick that up, that you can stand up for Jesus and you can be a bold Christian, be loving and kind. And if you don't get the opportunity, believe me, God will stand up for you in ways you can't imagine. And so I love that aspect of the story. Mm-hmm. I love that when I interviewed these people, I learned something. You know, my material as a comedian has always been about where I am and menopause and squeezing into spanks and raising children, you know, all that to say, this movie is like that. It's about where I am and what I've discovered and what I've been through along the lines of my career. But what I learned from these people is their love and their passion for the Word of God. And when you are hesitant about being bold, or when you're going to be pushed back on because of your faith, what you better be is educated and know the Word of God. And so you can stand behind the Word of God with no fear and no timidness, because God will go before you and let God's Word do the work. Mm. You know, so I get asked a lot, how come you don't cuss? And I'm like, well, I have a relationship with Jesus, and the Bible says to honor him with my words from my mouth, to be kind and, you know, to don't take his name in vain, you know. And so what I can do is not place judgment on the person asking the question, but simply tell them, this is what I believe. I believe what the Bible says. And so I want to do my best to adhere to it.
Mm. You know, and I think there's a lot of comedians who feel they have to cuss because they think that's funny. And I just think that's the easy way out.
You know, that's so sweet that you say that. I do too, to tell you the truth. Even in the, you know, in the mainstream world, and I have comedians I admire, they're not Christians, and so it doesn't surprise me when something comes out of their mouth. But the really great comics that you remember down through time, even Seinfeld, you know, he's a relatively clean comic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I love that you don't have to be so raunchy. You know, I don't know when's the last time you were in a comedy club, but a couple of years ago I was in one because I went to see a friend, and I had to leave right after he was finished. As it got later in the night, it got worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, it's not that I'm a prude and those words are so greatly offensive. I think what I am is I want people to be a little more creative than that. I'm just like you. You know, if you wrote down your favorite comic bit and you took a marker and marked out all the dirty words, if what's left is still a really great story and it's really funny and you still chuckle, then I want to go to that comic and go, see, you didn't need all those words.
It's true.
But sadly, you do that sometimes, and you mark out all the dirty words, and there really wasn't anything funny there. And so they're just using it as a crutch.
Yeah.
Well, they use the shock value. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait for your movie. And I noticed at ShondaMovie.com, there are 10 days, 21 hours, and 48 minutes till it opens.
So I'm so excited. I really am.
So are you going to be doing anything special to celebrate that night?
You know, I am. My girlfriends, every time I've had a movie come out, even a Hallmark movie, the first time it's on television or the first time it's in the theater, we all gather together, me and my girlfriends from high school now. We're old, but we rent a limo and we go watch it and we get our popcorn and then we go home.
That is so awesome. I love it. Well, people can get tickets and more information at thejunctioncenter.com. And May 7th and 9th is when you're going to find it showing here in theaters across the country, as well as here at Landis Hall at the Junction Center. So tickets available at thejunctioncenter.com. And I encourage everybody to go check out the trailer at ShondaMovie.com. Thank you so, so much. I know you have a show there tonight, another show in Myrtle Beach. And oh, by the way, my nephew and his wife's family have the Claw House in Myrtle Beach. So great food if you're looking for food.
Okay, I might have to go get some good. I know, I need to go get seafood. That sounds awesome.
There you go. All right, Shonda. Well, thank you so much. And we look forward to May 7th and 9th.
Thank you so much.